portal is just up ahead. Guards, you must allow these two to pass through. They traveled here with Vidori. Perhaps they can prevent her from doing whatever it is she intends to do. Right. The two of you will arrive in the city of Unu. From there, you can take a portal to the mainland.
Do you not intend to come with us?
I'm sorry, Doja. I would much prefer to help search for Vidori, but I must stand before the overseers of the Imbersave. Vidori was my student. I have the responsibility of coordinating with them so that they can be prepared to inform their superiors. You must go in my stead. Perhaps Vidori will be open to hearing reason from you. Oh, wait. Be aware. When you enter, you will likely be confronted by the Sagewood.
Huh? What is the Sagewood?
The Sagewood is the forest itself, Doja. It has a mind all its own, and it's not especially fond of outsiders. Just let the Sagewood know you were sent by me. That should afford you a degree of favor in its eyes. Then explain that you're there to bring Vidori back. Now go. You must hurry.
Extraordinary. Look, Ironheart. The trees here would tower over any of the trunks I have climbed before. Their tops must pierce the heavens. Even if I were to take Langer form, it might take me hours to scale such a tree. Ironheart? Do you see those glowing leaves there? How they appear to be dancing closer to us. But I feel no breeze in that direction. And now they have come together in the shape of a human person. How fascinating!
War trespasses. Has the World Garden come under invasion? This will not stand. Turn back, mortals. I will not hesitate to expel you myself if you leave me no choice. Leave. Now. You say you are here at Yuselina's bidding. Why would she send you to me, knowing as she does that Kalhana has already been penetrated by one like yourselves?
We are here to help bring Vidori back.
If what you speak is truth, then I will allow you to remain only until you have extracted the invader. If I were able to locate the intruder, do you not think I would have ousted her by now? She has concealed herself from my sight. Not a simple feat, considering she has hidden her presence from the forest itself. I am searching behind every stone and every branch in my land, clear to the other side of the Sundren. She's even managed to elude the Guardfae throughout the entire Siskaid woodland.
Do not worry. Ironheart and I will find Vidori for sure.
Be it so. I will return to scouring the land myself. Search with urgency, those who force their way into Kalhana rarely do so for benevolent reasons.
Give up now, Ironheart. Perhaps she could be nearby. True, we haven't searched all of Unu, and after that, we'd have to comb the shores of the mainland. And then we'd have to push inland, and that's without consideration for whatever concealment spell she's used on herself. Finding Vidori would be like finding a citrus fly among the branches of an aged cathaya. You're not alone in thinking that. I wonder at her motive as well, Ironheart. Her actions are certainly puzzling. If we knew what she was attempting to do, it might help us resolve where she's likely to be heading. Now, what do we know about Vidori? Well, it seems to me her only focus is the war. Everything she speaks of relates back to it in some manner or another. Right. She seems to have lost hope that the war can be won by anything but drastic action. I believe she said as much when we first met her, while she was tending to my injury. Yes, turn the fear back on them was precisely what she said. And if I recall correctly, that was followed by paralyzing them. I hadn't noticed at the time how strange those words sounded. On the journey to Ohem, I believe she also referred to the collective armies of the Oka. Do you remember it that way? Well, the sagewood, the mind of the forest, lives in all its trees. That would make it a collective, would it not? Could that be important somehow? No, I don't understand it either. Is there a central point from which the sagewood's consciousness emanates, or something of that sort? What? What is it, Ironheart? What have you thought of? She may be headed to the fulcrum. Fulcrum? What's that? See, a tree tall enough to dwarf the ones around us, grown to connect the two halves of the sagewood across the sundering after Raoub burnt the garden in two. So it must act as a core from which the mind of the sagewood flows. More than that? It stored its damaged and fragmented memories in the memorial. And this memorial, it is kept within the fulcrum? That's it! Perhaps she means to reach the fulcrum. Come, Ironheart. Let us return to Yuselina to warn her quickly. What? Why not? Right, of course. We must find the nearest cast gate and travel to the fulcrum ourselves so we can warn the Gadfae there. No time to lose. Let's go.